I've heard children use the term chocolate drop, for instance, that kind of thing.
I know, that was me. Now, I'll tell you this. The most current thing that I would know about a Negro in this area was the few families that were left in Melbourne. My aunt, you know, the one that I told you her husband was a judge, and was my mother's sister, raised cattle even after her husband died. And she had a Negro man that had been with her for years. And he helped feed cattle, and why they went out, and she worked just like a hired hand, just as much as he did. But he'd always come by to see every day. She had her cattle up in front of her house in a field. And he'd come by every day and say, "Miss Kate says we've got to go feed, you know." And he died, and later his son fed 2 or 3 years for her. And if there are any more down there, I don't know. Perhaps not.
Then probably it would not have been similar terms that blacks would have used about whites either. You know, the kinds of terms I mean, particularly about people who live out in the hills.
They may have been, but I don't know anything about it.
Would people around here refer to themselves, or would they be referred to as hillbillies?
We don't like it.
What does the term suggest that makes it a term that you wouldn't like?
An illiterate. I think I'm using the right word. My mother says I use some words that are not right. Well, a person that has no learning and sits on a... I think of one as one like that. An old man sitting on a cabin on the side of a hill. And maybe down in the holler, he makes corn whiskey. And he's... has a batch of kids that he don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what the terminology means to me. Mm-hmm. And so nobody around here, as far as I know, likes it. Mm-hmm. Now some people may feel like they're broad-minded and don't mind to be called that. Mm-hmm. But I would resent it.
You're
we might be poor, and you will find this, that there are two types of people in Arkansas. People from the Delta and people from the hills. The people from the hills know how to pinch pennies. They had to. You had cotton crops and corn crops on side of hills and down creek valleys. And if you were lucky, you had a place on the river.
Mm-hmm.
But everything came harder in the hills, because you had better land down there, and they've always had more money on the Delta. They used to. I wouldn't say they do now, since the people in the hills have turned from row cropping to cattle raising. Well, that's just what it is here, is cattle raising. They do have some dairy herds. And World War II made the difference. It was the turning point to me in the things that people wanted. That was the turning point. A lot of people hadn't been very much farther. The one of the big things in the year was the reunion. You know what a reunion is?
You mean a sort of homecoming?
Well, it's sort of a homecoming, but it's called the Soldiers, Sailors, and Marines Homecoming, a reunion, and they have it at Mammoth Springs. They've had it since